by a delegation from Namibia. I'm sure you remember that I informed you we were expecting some visitors from Namibia. Our colleagues, members of the portfolio committee, also almost similar to ours, they have visited us. The leader of the delegation is Mr. Hagai. I would like them to introduce themselves to us so that we can also do the same, introduce them ourselves to them. Can I start with you, the leader of the delegation?
Hagai is from the Parliament.
Welcome. Okay. The meeting has started. Yes. Can we start with Member Buroto down there? Introductions.
My name is Ouma Buroto. I guess the deal for near the National Council of Provinces for Mpumalanga. Thank
you.
Good morning. My name is Lydia Mshodi. I'm coming from the first state. I'm the member of NSOP. Thank you, Sir President.
Zulu Muntoga Puana, from Bosnia, I'm a member of the Sulu Kapuana.
Sukiswa Ranto, member of the committee.
Bosisiwe Mngobe, coming from Gauteng, a member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sipho Plaki. I'm a member of this select committee. I'm representing the Northwest Province in the NCOP.
Good morning. My name is Willem Faber. I represent the Northern Cape province, and I'm also from the committee, and I would just like to say thank you, Madam Chair, that you didn't take a job up as a minister. We need you here.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael de Villiers. I'm representing the Western Cape in the NCOP. Ek is van die Weskaap, en ons praat baie meer Afrikaans as Engels hier.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wendy Makate. I'm from the Northwest Province, the beautiful province.
I'm Nomo de Hasman, the chairperson of this select committee from Northwest. Let me take the opportunity and start the other side. Oh.
Kialewa Mudula Studio, Nagatalis Mashamaite, Kilelokola Committee. Province.
Good morning. I'm Mukesh Vasan. I'm Parliamentary Legal Advisor.
I'm Mukhira Nguyen from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor.
I am Pensi Tlakula, the Chief Electoral Officer of the Electoral Commission.
Good morning, members. My name is Dion Erasmus. I'm the Chief Director, Legal Services, Department of Home Affairs.
Morning. My name is Thomas Sigama. I'm the Director of Birth, Marriages and Death, Department of Home Affairs.
Good morning. My name is Gene Kritzener, also from Home Affairs, Director of Citizenship and Travel Documents.
Good morning. My name is Gloria Mudiro, Legal Services, Department of Home Affairs.
Good morning. My name is Luvo Vena. I'm from the Department of Home Affairs Legal Services, the legal officer there.
Okay, has everybody introduced himself or herself? Oh. Yeah, the support staff from Parliament.
Good morning. My name is Tulisile Ganyaza Twalo. I'm the content advisor for this committee. Thank you.
Masao Williams, committee secretary for the committee.
Okay, let me take this opportunity to formally welcome the delegation from Namibia. Colleagues, we are here today. We are dealing with the issues of the committee. One of the important issues that we do in the committee as our responsibility is to deal with bills. Today we're dealing with about four bills from Home Affairs. The bills are the local government bill. We're deliberating on them. The second one is South African Citizenship Amendment Bill. The third one is Birth and Death Registration Amendment Bill. There are only three, yes. Yeah. So we are processing one of our roles here today. You are likely to be here. I'm sure you will share some experiences from your parliament. Yes. And what we are dealing with during this fourth term that we're in, we are also processing some annual reports from all departments. This committee deals with about three departments. One is Home Affairs that we are processing today. The second one is Social Development. And the third one is Health. It has that kind of combination. It's a cluster. We call them clusters, select committees here in NCOP. So this is one of the issues that we'll be dealing with today. We only have one meeting. I'm sure you are informed that in the afternoon there will be a plenary in the NCOP. Maybe you will be participating there. Thanks. Honorable members of the committee, we are dealing with deliberations on and finalization of bills today. The first bill that is in front of us will be the local government that we want to deal with. And I want to take the members through clause by clause. I won't be reading the clause, I will just call the clause. And you will tell us whether you accept or not accept the clauses. You agree to the bills. I mean, that's the right wording. You agree to the bill, to the amendments or clause. Are you ready?
Yes.
Clause one. Subsection was a subsection B. If I'm correct, there's an amendment there. Do you agree on that clause?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the second one is clause two. On those, do we agree on clause two? Agreed. Clause three, where it says insertion of section 14A in Act 27 of 2000. Do we agree?
Yes.
And where's clause four here? Clause four? Do we agree on clause four? Thank you. Clause five? Agreed. Clause six? Agreed. Clause seven? Agreed. Clause eight? Do we agree? Clause nine? Do we agree? Clause 10?
Yes.
Agreed. Then we go to clause 11. Agreed? Okay. Clause 11. Yeah, clause 12 is short title. So the select committee agrees with this bill, local government, municipal electoral amendment bill. We agreed on it. Then the next step is for me to read the report on the bill that we have just agreed on. Report of the Select Committee on Social Services on the Local Government Municipal Electoral Amendment Bill, B27B-2010, National Assembly Section 75, dated 1st November 2010. Is it 1st November or 2nd?
Yesterday.
Oh, yes. Correction. The Select Committee on Social Services, having considered the subject on the Local Government Municipal Electoral Amendment Bill, B27B-2010, National Assembly-Section 75, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill. The report has to be considered. Does the committee consider the report?
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. The next bill that we have to consider will be the Birth and Death Registration Amendment Bill. Are we all on the same page? On this bill, yes, are we on the same bill, members? Deaths and registrations. Births and deaths. Okay, members, the first clause, there's just a minor correction there on the first clause. Where the minor correction is that we remove facial patterns on that first clause. It's just a minor thing. It doesn't have any major impact. Are we agreed?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, section 1, subsection 10. You see the figures on your right-hand side? Paragraph 10, yes. Facial patterns, will remove that. Then we...
Chairperson.
Okay.
Line number 10.
On the definition, biometrics means photographs, fingerprints, including palm prints, hand measurements, signature verification, or retinal patterns that may be used to verify the identity of individuals. Yeah? The identity of individuals. Do we have it, the amendment? Okay. So I'm getting a nod that we should move to the next clause. The next clause will be clause 2, amendment of section 7 of Act 51 of 1992. Do we agree on the amendments, the members? Yes. Agree. Clause 3?
Yes,
thank you very much. Clause 4? Amendments agreed. Clause 6? 5, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit personal. Sorry about that. Yeah. Clause 5? Agreed. Clause 6? Agreed. Clause 7, we agree. Clause 8,
yes.
Agreed. Clause 9, agreed. Clause 10, agreed. Clause 11, agreed.
Clause 12. None. 13. Reaffirm. Clause 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, up until the short title and commencement. Thanks very much, members. You've been very, very helpful in this process. Then the last bill that we're deliberating on will be the South African Citizenship Amendment Bill. Yes. Oh, the report on this one. Okay. Yeah, before that, I always have to read the report so that we all confirm what we have agreed on. The report of the Select Committee on Social Services on the BEF and Registrations Amendment Bill, B18B-2010, National Assembly Section 75, dated 2nd November 2010. The Select Committee on Social Services, having considered the subject of the BEF and DEF Registrations Amendment Bill, B18B-2010, National Assembly Section 75, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill. Yes, it has been considered. Yes. Excuse? Nancy, am I good?
The committee agreed with the proposed amendment, sir.
Oh, of that the patient, that's... Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can we agree to the proposed amendment of the that facial patterns removal, members? Thank you very much. Committee agrees on that removal of that two words. But... Yes, South African Citizenship Amendment Bill. We also have a correction here, but we will come to it as we move along with the clauses where the amendments. Are you ready, members, on clause one? South African Citizenship Amendment Bill, yes. Let's go all to the first page. Okay. Are we all on the same page?
Yes.
Ready to roll. First clause? Agree. Definitions there.
Yes.
Second clause? Interpretation of the Act. We agree on this one. And also the substitution of Section 2, citizenship by birth, yes. Do we agree on that? And now we come to this one, substitution for Section 3 of the Act 88 of 1995 as amended by Section 2 of Act of 1997. The correct amendment that is proposed here is that it should read as follows, members. Let's just go here word for word. It's citizenship by descent. We are on that paragraph. Citizenship by descent. Any person. Okay. Yes.
Sorry, Chair. I think that is it. Although it's mentioned, there's three. I think we're going to deal with clause six on that. Chairperson.
It's on clause six.
If I understand it correctly, Chairperson, of having discussed.
But it says three.
Yes, it'll be a new subsection three as I understand it. I don't know.
Three is okay. As we have agreed. Three, I understand, is okay. Clause four? No major amendments here. Amendment five? Agreed. Then we come to the rephrased paragraph on clause 6, which is subsection 2, subsection B. Am I correct? On clause 6?
B.
It's an addition, members. So it will be C. It will be read as C.
There's an addition, members. Are you okay, Member de Villiers?
Just
are you? Okay. Let's continue then with this subsection C of 6 reads as follows, members. Any person who obtained South African citizenship by naturalization in terms of this act shall cease to be a South African citizen if he or she engages under the flag of another country in a war that the Republic does not support. If you remember when we were getting the briefing from the minister, she did raise this issue. So it was just a matter of effecting it into the amendment. Yes. Thank you.
That is the one which we consulted because
correct.
It's the focus we discussed.
Okay. Thanks very much. Okay. Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, I understand that. There's just one thing then. There's a consequential then amendment also, because currently paragraph A sort of tries to deal with that, but it deals wrongly with it. So the minister wants apparently a 3, so we must get rid of A. That new C is a mirror of the 3, but it's a wrong. So it A must, the paragraph A then must be omitted, and then the C then it deals with that specific a matter explicitly.
Oh yeah, omission agreed on. Next clause, are you? Yeah, it looks like everybody satisfied. Clause 7. Any corrections? Clause 8. No major amendments on clause 8. Clause 9. No. Clause 10. Clause 11. And lastly, clause 12, short title and commencement. The select committee agrees on the deliberations. The report reads as follows. Report of the Select Committee on Social Services on the South African Citizenship Amendment Bill, B17B-2010. National Assembly Section 75, dated 2nd November 2010. The Select Committee on Social Services, having considered the subject of the South African Citizenship Amendment Bill, B17B-2010, I think it's a repetition. National Assembly Section 75 referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill with proposed amendments. Then assigned. Let's sign on this. Yes. What's next? That's it. No, we still want to have you around, guys. You can remain if you want. Let me take this opportunity to thank the delegation from the Department of Home Affairs for the presentation they made on the last week, and also the taking us through the deliberations. The committee has really enjoyed to deliberate on these very important matters that we are dealing with today. And I know we want to thank all of you, including those members who have requested to be released earlier, because they have to attend to other issues. Thank you very much, and pass our regards to the minister. We are looking forward to see the new deputy minister. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Much appreciated. Thank you, members.
Remember initially last week when we did have no meeting, we reconsidered and said we were at health for the annual report. Are we going to stay with health, or are we rather going to do social
development? No, leave health.
Okay.
Let's give them a chance to go to the new minister.